The Electoral Commission says out of the 20 centres which had problems in the Ashanti region during the exhibition of the provisional biometric register, 19 have had them solved except for one centre. The chairman of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Kwejua Farijan, speaking on GTV's election platform, said the commission is committed to ensuring that nobody is disenfranchised in the December polls.
It's very interesting. You see, in Ghana, we always happen on the little problems instead of talking about the bigger picture. I oversee Ashanti. With regard to this biometric registration, Ashanti has 4,072 registration centers. How many centers had problems? 20. You should put it in context. First of all, what is the reason for exhibiting the register? If we had a perfect doctor, we would not go and put it there. We say, go, if you don't find your name, tell us, and then we'll make sure that
your name
appears
there.
You know, by just a touch, wrong coding, and some people in Ashanti were put in Agunansaba by just putting a wrong code. As of yesterday, of the 20 places that have problems in Ashanti, only one was outstanding. And because if the register must be exhibited, so any time we find it, we put it there for people to go into that.
You know,
I think we've done very well in this biometric. We don't want to disenfranchise even one person. This is why we're going to this extent. But I'm saying that when you have remedies, we go and put there for you to see so that we will not disenfranchise anybody.
Dr. Farijan said the creation of the 45 new constituencies is a constitutional requirement, adding that once the districts have been created, there is a need to create electoral constituencies. He said the districts will be without MPs until 2017 if their creation is deferred.
By this stipulation, if we were to create constituencies even on the 8th of January 2013, they would take effect from the next resolution of Parliament. And the next resolution of Parliament would be 2017, which means that those seats that you have created cannot be used until after 2017. The district, unless our interpretation is wrong, then a district must get a constituency. I do not create a district. You cannot blame me for the creation of districts. The other areas, for example, all the 8 seats that Ashanti gained, only 3 were taken by the creation of districts. The others were done by the Electoral Commission. We apply the same formula to the districts. So far as the Electoral Commission is concerned, 2017 is unacceptable. Go and tell these people that even though they have a district, they cannot have the constituency. Constituency creation is also politically sensitive. I do not think that it will be acceptable for the people for whom districts have been created to say that for the next 4 years they will have no representation in Parliament. I do not think that it is politically acceptable.
Dr. Farijan also responded to allegations that the EC committed illegality by supervising parliamentary primaries for some political parties.
The Electoral Commission has no legal obligation whatsoever with regard to how parties select their candidates. It's a favor that we do them. They can go and select their presidential candidate without reference to the Electoral Commission. So there can be no talk of an illegality arising in this matter. We are a very law-abiding commission. But you see, you cannot say that I'm not going to do anything and wait until the court. It may be too late for you to do anything. If some party thinks that, hey, let me prepare myself just in case, then you say, why do you go and supervising it. Let everybody get in their mind. We have no legal obligation to the parties in respect of how they select their candidates. You know, when they ask us, we can refuse to go.
Dr. Farijan also explained the problems that have bedeviled the constitutional instrument seeking to create the 45 new constituencies.
The sources of mistakes this year, they derive from an ally. There was a time when some ally creating electoral areas were sent to Parliament. Apparently, Parliament somehow added new electoral areas to the list that had been sent. Maybe we can say that is a fact now. Because somebody who was aggrieved went to the Supreme Court and said Parliament had no power to add onto that list. And therefore, those electoral areas that had been included by Parliament were null and void, which meant that they had to be taken out. Unfortunately, they were not taken out from the LI. So when our officers were doing this, they relied on the ally. The ally that created those previous districts and so on, not just new districts. And then also the allies that created the individual districts this time apparently contained electoral areas that were not in the parent ally.
So there was really a problem. Which electoral areas do you use?
Right. So we went there and agreed that the ones that had been voided by the Supreme Court must be eliminated.
Chairman of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Kweju Afarijan.